besike sahamba emthetho ndaba kabili kathathu manje sithi uzanika isigwebo sakhe ukuthi indaba yethu ihambe yini constitutional court. Namhla uvumile ukuthi ihambele phambili e-constitutional court, wathi na ukubona kwakhe vele siphothwe ngecala engasekho emthethweni waseZimbabwe. Kunabanye abahamba e-constitutional court bachallenge i-case yona leyo. So umajistrate uthi ngokubona kwakhe icala leli alisekho, ngakho-ke kumele siye e-constitutional court ukuthi sibone ukuthi lingakhishwa yini le cala liwele khathathu.
Kahle kahle lithonisiswa phansi kwawuphi umthetho?
Umthetho wokhona kathesi kuthiwa yi-publishing falsehood. Prejudicial to the state. In section 31, kodwa ungakhanyela eminyakeni edlulileyo Supreme Court, Deputy Chief Justice uMalaba wayethula isigwebo sakhe wathi umthetho lo awusekho. Section 31, paragraph 3 awusekho. Okukhunywe ngumanti namuhla ukuthi hayi, umuntu engakhipha njani section 3 kuphela, kutho ukuthi vele wathi wakhipha yonke into leyana. Hayi, abantu labo bengamelanga bebothwe ekuqaleni, ngoba kuthiwa thina sabhala indaba ezayenza ukuthi intuthuko yeZimbabwe particular iyengathi i-economy ingabuyiselwe emuva ngenxa yendaba esayibhalayo. Kodwa yena umajistrate ukuthi i-economy iyahlutshwa njani yistori. IZimbabwe doli ngawa, ama-industry angavalwa ngokuthi kubhala istori esinje. Wathi wadikela khathani indaba ye-adilethwe ngumchief.